And then there's, at some point once Last Dance is finished, we should talk about it.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I've not watched any of the new episodes yet.
I haven't watched any of it, and it's really hard to not go watch it. I'm waiting until the final episode so I can book some time off work and just...
just binge watch it.
Yeah.
Bro, there's like 6 episodes already and they're all an hour. Like, you got plenty of time.
Mm-mm. I want a nice, undistracted 2 days worth of just watch it, snacks on the regular. I don't have to deal with work. I can just take it in.
The only criticism I have of it is that the chronology like makes no goddamn sense. Like, they keep jumping back and forth in time. Like, 1 minute they'll be talking about like the 86 Olympics, and then suddenly we're in like the 98 NBA Finals, and it shows a timeline on the screen. It's like, why did you just move back and forth? I don't understand.
Yeah, it should have been in order.
Just do it in chronological order, man. Also, Jerry Krause is a hideous looking man.
Cold-blooded.
you need to stop with all the hipster shit as well. I was mortified.
What? Oh, with my t-shirt?
Yeah.
What? That's a cool t-shirt.
Not for €100.
Yeah.
And then I might talk about that.
And then €100. And then jeans in that same.
I would no. Would you not like the blackest black jeans you could possibly have?
No.
They look real weird.
Do you want some black Air Forces to go with that?
Ooh.
what are you talking about? I wear black pants all the time.
Yeah, but see,
have you ever seen me wear anything other than black pants?
The difference is, with those, there's just nothing. You look like a Muppets character. Just no lower half. But £90, you're out here, might as well go buy yourself a new Versace t-shirt.
Versace.
Yeah, that's like illegal activity clothing for the rich people.
You've already hit record, haven't you?
For the real trappers, yeah.
Yeah, I knew he had done. I knew it. He came back and he just sort of like threw out a little dig to get me going.
That's how we start.
He knows how to work it.
Yep, I've been fishing recently. Alright, boom.
And now I'm flipping them reverse it.
And we're back. Another episode in lockdown. Slowpo in the building.
It's your boy Sign. AKA, no, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
Save your chest.
Save your chest. We're out here speaking violence. I was gonna listen to Chance the Rapper today, so I need to keep it biblical.
Oh damn, I totally forgot about that. Can we pause recording so I can go and listen to it so we can talk about it?
Why? What's he done?
I thought he'd release something new.
I don't actually look at the songs Chance the Rapper releases anymore. When I say I'm listening to Chance the Rapper, I mean I'm listening to Unhappy Chance.
Oh my gosh. Just bare pings going off in my ear.
By the way, fun fact while we talk about Chance, he was on someone's Instagram Live a few days ago and they were chatting about some funny article on the internet, and Chance knows who Hip Hop Numbers is. Well, he refers to it as that Hip Hop Numbers guy.
Nice.
Shouts to Hip Hop Numbers.
Shout outs indeed.
I've been getting really involved in their stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, polls get me arguing with myself.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say I've not been actively responding to it because I'm pretty scared of what the internet might think of my opinions. But
exactly,
there's like some people on there that will be like, "Oh, how can you say this? Did you not hear Madlib's verse at 3:27 on this show?" I'm like, yeah. I can't argue with that.
We don't have energy for that.
Nah. Yeah. Name is AJ, aka Mr. Monday Mustache.
Oh shit!
I just forgot to say hi. So for all the people at home wondering what's going on.
Look at us! Throw all the structure out the window. Fuck it! It's a bank holiday.
I've got an isolation mustache, and it's getting out of control.
Wait, well, is it bank holiday?
I don't know. There was supposed to be a bank holiday. Conspiracy theory. Where the fuck did May bank holiday go? That's a whole other conversation.
We're supposed to have 2 this month, isn't it?
Exactly. Go on. Yeah. I beg you, all pull up your calendar right now, shit, and see how there's just no bank holiday at the beginning of May anymore.
Every day is bank
holiday. There is, but this year it moved, so it's on a Friday this year.
How is it on a Friday?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember this when we was looking at scheduling some events in.
VE day and all that.
Yeah, apart, instead of having the Monday off, everyone had was supposed to have the Friday off. And then you've still got another bank holiday on the 25th of May.
Yeah,
25th. And that would have been right. Sick if we were all out and about, because you'd have had the Friday off, could have done some day drinking, but no.
Yeah, I was hoping for that.
It's apocalypse. Week. Everyone's still day drinking now.
May's always like a big cash money month for DJing because there's the two bank holidays. So it's a little bit peak right now.
We move.
Speaking of beer, I might go and get one.
Well,
I was about to say it's still early, but it's not. I've just not long woke up. I've been going to bed. I've been falling asleep mad late recently. I've been getting into bed at like an early, not early, like a reasonable time, and I've just ended up finding myself in YouTube holes.
I've been fighting the YouTube holes, but Twitter's a dangerous universe.
Yeah, Twitter is wild.
The stuff that I've learned from Twitter, it's mad. I've learned more from Twitter, I'd say, in the last couple of years than I learned my entire time at school.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's big facts.
I'm not even going to argue with that. I'm not even going to argue with that. New music, what's everyone been listening to over the weekend?
So, I'm going to go off piece.
Podcast.
Of course. AJ doesn't listen to music anymore.
Yeah, really doesn't.
In isolation, I really haven't been listening to music like at all. I've been so bad. I've discovered a new podcast app, though, so I'm going to plug them. Go check
podcast
out...
Podcast app?
Yeah, new podcast listener called Pocket Casts. I think everyone's heard of it before.
Yeah.
Go peep it. It's like a beautiful app. It's a really nicely designed app.
Are we on Pocket Casts?
We are on Pocket Cast. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Then I agree with the plug.
Yeah, we're on Pocket Casts. It's a lovely app. It's got some features that other Pocket Podcasts apps do, where you can like speed up the playback. You can trim out silences. You can boost the volume, stuff like that. It's good.
Okay, I vibes with that.
It's nice. And the UI is nice. I love me a good UI.
I've not really been listening to podcasts recently.
I've listened to a few.
It's all I've been listening to.
I've been trying to find new music, which is really hard when you are the sole discoverer. So there's no like friend recommendations.
Mm.
There's no like, oh, what are you listening to over there? Or you're hearing something just in passing. So I've been doing heavy scrolling
if you wanna,
on the internet.
We may as well, since we're doing plugs, give a honourable mention to Stylus and Compound Radio. They set up like a live stream radio station on Sundays, and that's
strong.
That's a great place to hear new music.
Oh, I like that. Okay,
shouts out, friends of the pod.
The first one was Sunday just gone. I think it was like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Visuals are on point, and then there's just loads of new music in there. I think you played a couple of unreleased tracks from 24K, which was nice to hear. Got me excited for some upcoming releases from him.
Strong. Okay, I'm gonna plug into that because Sunday listening. What time on Sunday did you say? sometime.
Now I know your work schedule's a bit mad. So, it was 8 PM till 10 PM.
Okay, that's I can lean and rock with that.
Mm.
Every day is a bank holiday, isn't it? I've been listening to, again, in my quest to listen to new music, and me referring back to Chance the Rapper, a new artist I found called Peter Cottondale.
Okay.
Mm. So,
white.
Say that again.
He sounds white.
He's not.
Wow.
No way.
He's a bro with big hair who sings about Jesus. But yeah, he's like a almost like surface level gospel rapper.
Okay.
Think Chance, like Chance's friends.
Does he sing about how
friends,
happy his life is as well?
Not as much, but like Chance isn't friends with like the rappers who have. I know implicated many a crime there. He isn't friends with people who speak about the wrongs of life.
Yeah.
Let's say it that way. But yeah, I was just listening to this. It just appeared to me. I was flicking through the credits. It's a pretty long album, and Chance appears on two of the songs. And as we all know how constructive I have been about Chance's recent music, his two verses are phenomenal on this. We're getting like coloring book level Chance, acid rap level Chance rapping on the feature verses. So I was very impressed. Yeah, it was just a nice album to listen to. It's like of the vein of what I like about gospel rap is like it's happy. And surface level gospel rap is not too preachy. It's not like they're throwing Bible verses at you and you have to like pause and reference.
Yeah.
Like they just rap a little bit happy stuff and it's simple. It's like Kanye's Jesus is King album. It's just happy stuff.
I'm there for it.
Exactly. Good cooking music. It's a good one. If you want a good cooking music, you're getting your recipes done.
Send me cooking playlists.
Exactly. Yeah,
I think that.
I've been listening to that. I've listened to Meg Thee Stallion and Beyonce's Savage remix a lot.
I was so surprised when everyone was saying, oh my God, I could never imagine Beyonce on this. I kind of like, when you hear it, it's like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if everyone listened to Everything Is Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z, people know Beyonce got bars when she has to.
Yeah.
So,
it catches you off guard every time, though. Like,
I don't think it does. Something, she's been doing it.
It catches me off every time. Like, it's awesome. I almost said I'm really happy for her, but like,
who was you?
Like, well done, Beyonce. But like, I haven't come to expect it, and it catches me out. And it, oh, that's the thing. All right, carry on. Like, it's just for a second. I'm just always there, like, ooh.
I think it's. I don't know. It doesn't really catch me by surprise. I think it's just nicer for Meg Thee Stallion to start getting the recognition.
Yeah, that's a higher
level artists where she's going to broaden her fan base because there's going to be some people that listen to Beyonce that may not necessarily have known of Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that's 100%. I also, on that same vein of two females collaborating in hip-hop, I haven't listened to it because of my preconceived notions, but Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat have. So it's like a more ratchet version of Meg Thee Stallion and...
Wow.
All right, I'm going to get a bit.
I've also not listened. I've not listened to that, but I am going to immediately once we finish recording. That energy is what I need on this summer's day.
That'll get you breaking quarantine rules.
Put some toxic vibes out there. I was going to say toxicity, but I couldn't get the
toxicity.
Yeah. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, that song is a whole lot of hot pink and ripped denim. But
I see the vibes. Visualizing.
Yeah. See the vibes. It's a real glistening. What else have I been listening to? I think that's it. Every now and then I've gone back to older music. So I had a little listen to early ASAP Rocky earlier today.
Okay.
That's never a mistake.
I was just like, you know what? I've dissed ASAP Rocky recently, so I went back, listened to a bit of ASAP Rocky.
Every single time that ASAP Rocky gets brought up, I think about how much of a shame it is that he's left hip hop.
Yeah, but that's where people make their real money nowadays, isn't it?
He's just, he was so good, man. Like,
he was. You speak about him in past tense, that's deep.
He was so good. I'm pretty sure, didn't Potato Salad come out like last year? Wasn't it 2019?
No, I think Potato Salad was older than that.
I think it was the end of 17.
Oh man, that was a track.
I really enjoyed it when it came out. I've not gone back and listened to it.
I go back and listen to it every now and then, mostly just to go and watch the video.
The video I enjoyed. September 2018, Potato
Salad. Oh, there you go.
What I have been listening to, I sent the video in for it. It is my favourite new video.
Fill them with some Leo DeCaps and Cole Sprouses.
The Wesley Joseph Martyrs video that I sent into the group.
So, I didn't want to do any research because I wanted to ask you straight up.
Yeah.
Who
Bro, it's like,
Who is she?
It's the homie from back home. Yeah, he's been making music for ages, went to like uni in London doing film and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which is why you can see how incredible the visuals are.
My brain was like, who on earth put this together?
Bro, he directed it himself, produced it, produced the beat. Everything's done in-house with friends, so then I think
you look at people like that and just like, bro, pick something and be good at it, like stop taking it away from everyone else.
No, if you're
too talented, you are too talented.
Glow up, I hope you can dunk on them too,
bro.
You're too talented, pick something, save some for the rest of us.
I low-key bust a tear when I watched it. It was that emotional of a video.
Deep.
Like you know when you see a thumbnail of something and you're like, okay, this doesn't look like it was poorly done. Like, someone understands color grading, understands all of those little things that make a video look good. And then you press play and you're like, aight, let me get my popcorns for this.
Yeah, I'm glad as well that it's getting the credit that it deserves as well. Like, loads of blogs are featuring it. Playlists, like huge playlists are putting it up there.
That's good.
Because I think that's the second single that he's put out now after period of time. I think he's got rebranded his artist persona and stuff like that.
Nice.
He had another one.
Rebrand is deep as well.
He had another one before that called Imaginary Friends, which is sick. So they're like two that I'm plugging for people to go listen to.
Nice.
We'll share some links to everything we're talking about on the Instagram stories on the day that this comes out, so keep your eyes out for that.
Other new music a bit closer to home, AO Britain put out a song called Only Wanna Flex. That was hard. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, where have I heard the name AO Britain before?
Who's a Manny artist. He's doing very well. I think he's signed to, is it called the Northern Quarters, or this is Northern Quarter.
There we go.
It's the same label.
Is it Northern Quarters that rings a bell?
Yeah, it's the same label that like H and that are on.
Yeah, that's why that rings, because I think I follow H's manager on Instagram.
Yeah.
We follow H's manager on Instagram. And I think it was something that was retweeted or shared there, and I was like, why does this name keep popping up? And I was seeing videos through there, and then you sent it, and I was like, wait. Why is a crossing that I don't understand? But that makes perfect sense now.
Yeah, nah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. It's got like I don't know how it managed to have like a summer vibe, but still also very gritty.
Yeah, what I like is it's definitely like, it's creative. I can't think of the word. There's a word for it that's way more articulate than I'm thinking. But it's creative without trying to seem forced. Because sometimes you see people, like, oh, you're just begging it. Why don't you just go sit on the back of a Merc?
Wow. Yeah, nah. Have you seen the video for it?
I think I saw a clip of it. I can't remember how much I saw of it. But I remember pressing play and I was like, okay, this is done well.
Yeah.
This is, like, it's the song gives you that vibe and you're just like, cool, it's not
it kind of gives like effortlessly, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like effortlessly relaxing summer kind of, like, I could just imagine this is just like a day in the life of AO Britain, kind of just chilling out, even just down to what he was wearing, the little bandana around his neck and stuff like that.
Yeah, so music on this side is looking good. It is looking good. Oh, one thing I just spotted that no one has listened to yet, obviously. I know I haven't. Gorillaz, Tony Allen, and Skepta, new song.
I've not listened to that either.
There you go, AJ. That'll prick your ears up.
Gorillaz are coming in. They've been doing this for a while where we've been getting, like, do you remember that period we were speaking about Chance the Rapper before? Like, 2017, 2018, where we just got that series of singles from Chance the Rapper that sort of never turned into an album, and then we got an album that was completely unrelated.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like that's what's happening with Gorillaz. I feel like they're doing a very similar thing where we're going to get, because we've had a few singles now that have all been kind of loosely related to one another, and then I think they're just going to come out with a with an album.
Yeah,
and I say they like it isn't basically just Damon Albarn.
Excuse you, put some respect on the rest of them's name.
No, to be fair, it like Damon Albarn's like the only permanent member. Like, there's a lot of long-time collaborators, but as far as like officially speaking, Gorillaz is Damon Albarn.
Yeah,
and then he goes off and collaborates with many men.
Well, wish death upon me.
What else? What else have we been listening to? We're gonna have to speak on
new King Kai's album, A Penny's Worth.
Yes,
hard. It is fire.
Yes,
I've had that
I one. Saw an interview pop up on socials. Which it was like a quick review and then an interview as well, which was saying that that album is very good. It's on my list of things to listen to, so I will. It's going up, further up the list. The more I see and the more I hear about it.
Yeah, it's got great features on it. Children of Zeus, KSR, Saffron Grace. It's only 9 tracks as well. It's like just over half an hour, so it's like nice easy listen. I would say preferably play it when the sun's shining for your first listen.
Oh, this afternoon.
Because it's one of those vibes. It gets you in a really good mood.
I like that. Oh, my
back in
new
that.
Music playlist
out,
is strong.
I go sit outside when this is done.
Oh, yeah. That's usually what I do.
Because I've been on, like, legit lockdown. I've, honest to God, not been outside in...
Even outside the yard?
Nah.
Why are you living like you're in maximum security prison?
Because it was in. Because it
people
was raining
crazy
for the first,
doing that.
It was raining for the first half of the week that I've spent in lockdown, and then I've like legit not been outside in probably about a week.
That's mad. You go outside to the yard, set yourself a 1 hour timer, and just bang out press ups and dips and sit on one of them ones there. Yeah, just hit a prison workout. You come out just
like I think I've said this before in the podcast. Isolation has taught me anything at all, it's that I'm never going to be able to do time. Like,
I'm glad this has taught you that.
Yeah, it was a lesson you had to learn.
It's not that I ever thought I could, or that I was ever going to be in a position to do a time crime, but like, nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. In the comfort of a bedroom, you got a whole duvet and a pillow set.
Nice flower set and everything.
For the people watching at home, this is not my bad.
You ain't got to defend it.
Bro, a man doesn't have this many cushions.
Talking of quarantine, did anyone get round to listening to Young Bane's new album, Quarantine, The Lost Files?
No, I kind of understood the vibes that he was going for, you know, Lost Files, but it was a no from me.
Surprisingly, I enjoyed a majority of it. I'm not going to say all.
Well, you don't even sound convincing.
Nah, because, do you know what? Yeah, there's a couple of tracks on there.
Hope blink twice if there's a gun to your head.
I got emailed a couple of the main releases from this for radio plays. Section, I've been playing that religiously on my show for a while, just because it's like that summer kind of feeling. And then he dropped another one, Table for Two. I think that was the second release. And then the third one, there isn't a third one that he released as like lead promo. But then the Table for Two one, that comes with like the same similar summery kind of energy. You can imagine these tracks were made to be like the summer bangers in the clubs. I can imagine sparklers coming out on bottles of Dom P and all of that kind of shit.
Oh, that classic time.
And then I started listening to the album. He's got, remember like the old Chopped and Screwed DJ mixtapes?
Yeah.
Well, he's got that, but Charlie Slough doing it.
It's a no from me.
So Charlie Slough does the intro. He does like an interlude. Yeah. He does two interludes on it, which isn't actually too bad. I kind of enjoyed it. They're quite long, the interludes and stuff. But then the album starts off with that really summery vibe. And then you get onto track 5 and it completely switches up with a feature from K-Trap. Then you get a feature from DBE, then Heady One. And I wasn't really feeling those ones. Then it comes back in with Kojo Funds, and then it goes back into like a bit of a heavier vibe with G-Fresh and M Huncho. So I felt like from the lead singles that I had heard from it, I went into this expecting something completely different. It started off how I expected, and then it just took like a turn where I wasn't expecting to go. I thought this was going to be just like the summer album. You just put it on.
Yeah.
It's feel good, sing along, and you kind of get to that, and then it just changes, and you're like, oh, this we got into the bando real quick. So I don't know. Like that's why I didn't really sound too convincing on it, because it's like a mixed bag. There's a lot of stuff in there that I do like, but then there's other stuff that I could just skip past.
Yeah, that's I'll put it on the list. I feel like I have to listen to all of these things, so I'll put it on the list. It might get rushed through, but
there's definitely songs that you'll go back to and that you'll want to hear on nights out and stuff like that.
Okay. Well,
some of them, I don't know, maybe it's just personal preference. Some of them, they're just not for me.
Okay. Fair enough. Anything else that we've been listening to? I've got a wild card to share with you as well that I don't know if anyone was expecting before we speak on the rest of them.
Matt Miller's kids, after being 10 years old, they put it back.
Had an embarrassing moment with a friend, right? Well, not my embarrassing moment either, believe it or not. I was playing Call of Duty, and someone was asking me about the podcast. They're like, oh, what new music did you talk about? Da, 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 da. And then my other friend pipes up and went, did you talk about that new Matt Miller album?
Oh, I'll fight him.
Wow. I was like, what new Matt Miller album? You're like, there's a new album called Kids. I was like, dude.
I'll fight him.
Came out 10 whole years ago.
Yeah.
It even
tells you in the streaming services.
Yeah, like it's not. There has been a time before where streaming. So I think this happened. Which artist did this happen with? It might have been Chance the Rapper. Where older stuff that hadn't been on DSPs found its way to DSPs, and then the dates were all messed up. Yes. So like the stuff from like 5-6 years ago was appearing as brand new. This didn't happen with Kids. It literally says 2010.
Yeah.
Plus you can just tell, even if you hadn't heard it,
listen to it,
and you can tell by looking at it, like the artwork, other than the fact that he looks 10 years younger than he does in circles,
you can tell, like, everything about it, even the
it
way
just
that
screams 2010,
the way that it's dressed and everything like that.
Yeah, like it's... And the good news is he enjoyed it, like, because it's a phenomenal album.
It's my favorite one from him of all time.
It's an absolute
that's big.
But I'm wondering whether, because I think it was on Rostam Records, and I believe that was who Wiz was on when he put out Kush and OJ as well. I may be wrong on
was
that.
It?
I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was also Rostam Records.
Let me have a goose.
Please hold.
Because I know that Rostam Records originally, back in the day, they were sitting on so much.
Yeah, that's very true. Not giving me much on the internet, or on the streaming platforms, as expected.
Yeah, Rostam Records.
Oh, okay.
Slowpo, do you know where I got that information?
Wikipedia.
Oh, gone.
Do you know where I got it from? I just went straight to Tidal.
I went to Tidal. It doesn't say Rostam Records.
Yeah, it does.
Is
just,
it?
Yeah, if you scroll to the bottom of the track list, it just says in like a nice little grey font.
It does. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
But yeah, because my point with this is that I was a little bit worried after they remixed and did all kind of crazy shit to Kush and OJ.
That's true.
I'm glad that they didn't mess with Mac's kids. Well, that's a pause. That was a pause moment.
Anything else before I share my discovery of the week?
Well, I'm gonna say, obviously there's the big elephant in the room of Drake's demo.
Is that what you're calling it?
That's what it's called.
It's called demo Dartlane demo tapes.
Okay.
Also, just before we talk about the musical content, I'm a big fan of this now ever-increasing trend of GIFs, GIFs, moving album artworks.
I saw someone else make a better one on Reddit, and now whenever I look at that one, I'm like, oh.
I mean, I don't care if it's good or not. I like that. I'm talking purely from an appreciation
perspective. The one on Reddit.
The technology, like, I like it. It's really cool. No one buys physical CDs, utilize the medium.
Yeah.
Like,
the one on Reddit, he was blinking and moving his head, and I was like, oh, that looks good.
Like, it's a very, very cool thing that I'm a big fan of, that I'm seeing become more more common. So,
fun
keep
fact
it up, artists.
All right, this week's fun fact. Who has SoundCloud open real quick?
Yeah, go.
You can have it open.
Open, go. What do you want?
SoundCloud open. Tap on the search bar.
Yeah.
babying you through this one. Search Chris Brown.
Oh, dear. Yes. Okay.
I'm so happy I actually got you to searching Chris Brown. What's the second?
Sex you back to sleep?
Nope. Keep scrolling down to playlists.
All right.
What do you see there?
Playlists.
I got Willie Graham, Chris Brown,
Mixtape.
Slime and B, Chris Brown and Young Thug drop a whole mixtape together.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Why can't I see that?
Featuring Gunna.
Yeah.
I can't see this.
Go to playlists.
I've gone on to playlists.
Well, maybe
I don't know what you tapped because it's.
Oh,
it's
right, okay. I didn't click on his actual profile.
The internet knows that AJ's being hating, so they're just this one's not for you.
Set this one out, AJ.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
When was this released?
Like 10 hours yesterday? Ago. How long? Wild.
10 hours.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm really on it with these. Mm. Keeping my ear close to the streets.
Was this promoted?
I saw a tweet.
I was gonna say, I'm even just looking at his bio in here, and it's Indigo Extended Album available everywhere. There's no mention of
nothing.
Like, do you ever think that, like, maybe when you're an artist of sort of that much renown, when you are that big,
mm-hmm.
that you can't do, like, that's clearly, if they've not promoted it and it was like a tweet, it's just on his SoundCloud. It sounds like it's probably just something that he just did for fun, just for something to do.
They have both spoken about it in the past. So they have both just alluded to, like, it'd be cool. I've done some songs with Chris Brown. I've done some songs with Thug. And then everyone was like, I wonder what they sound like. Because in your head, you go, what would a Chris Brown and Young Thug song sound like?
Mm.
So everyone asked themselves those questions and then continued moving because it seemed like they were both so polar opposite. And then Chris Brown was like, we've actually done this. We're not just like talking rap hype. But then Young Thug, being Young Thug, who just never addresses anything music-related anymore. Like, he will appear, or he just doesn't talk about it. Young Thug just wasn't saying anything, and then Chris Brown was like, alright, I'll deal with a rollout then. And then just tweeted, and then it's on SoundCloud.
Alright, I'm going to listen to it, only because you mentioned it here, but
it is doing mad numbers, considering that it's only 10 hours. You're looking at the plays on here, 360,000,
233,000 for the Gunna track.
Yeah, the first track's like 360,000.
278,000 for Go Crazy. That seems to be the biggest one.
So it's better than I expected when I pressed play. It's like, if any classic Chris Brown fans remember Fan of a Fan, think.
Is it that vibe? They,
it's like older, it's a more mature Fan of a Fan. Like, they're still like happy rapping about that same sorts of stuff, but like, just their rappability and worldly knowledge has grown. But it's definitely.
Sean, I feel like you'll be able to inform me and the people on this one. It seems like your kind of thing. What happened? I felt like SoundCloud was about 2 days away from disappearing.
I actually gave zero proverbials about SoundCloud because it didn't make sense to me. They're really pushing their streaming thing. Are you asking about why SoundCloud is still a thing?
Well, no, I'm glad SoundCloud's still a thing.
Yeah.
But I remember a time where, like, Chance the Rapper, but we keep talking about him today, he keeps coming up, where, like, Chance the Rapper bailed them out, like, paid, like, $1 million to
they
keep
got
them going
investors.
For another week.
Yeah.
They got also, investors. Their ads are up.
They also started looking at how to monetize it to try and keep it alive, which is why you now have SoundCloud Go and SoundCloud Premium, which is
and
basically just, like, yeah... ridiculous.
Is anyone out
of
here
ads.
Paying for SoundCloud?
I'm gonna be, yeah.
Okay.
That's mainly only just because I want to put music out myself. It's got the if you're uploading music to SoundCloud, like DJ mixes or like actual songs, or whatever. I think now, whereas before you used to have unlimited uploads, now you only get, is it 15 hours or 9 songs, whatever comes first.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Until you start paying for it, and it's like £10 a month.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
So if you, for like people that are regularly putting out content on there, like everyone will pretty much have to be paying for to have a premium account.
I get that.
Makes sense. Ooh, it's a platform for artists to like put out stuff, like even big artists.
There's a wider freedom on there.
Yeah, it's just a case of like, yo, I made a thing.
Smino dropped his mixtape on there recently.
I wonder how that works, I went and listened to that and it's fire.
Yeah, I wonder how that works with contracts. Like, if I'm an artist and I have a contract with, like, whoever to make an album and then I go and put an album on...
It's not an album, bro. Or a project.
It's not an album if it's on on SoundCloud, it's mixtapes.
But, like, do I own that? Do the record label own that?
You would own it if you put it out independently. But it wouldn't come into your... contract fulfillment, so you couldn't use that as like, oh, okay, I'll put this out, so now I only need to put, say if your album's like, you've got to put out 5 albums or something, your contract, not you.
Makes sense. Big ups to, did we ever see the I'm just asking questions now because I'm curious about things. Did we ever see the sort of like blow up of big independent artists that we all thought was going to happen after we saw, again, to mention him again, like the success of Chance? Like,
yes,
I feel like we haven't seen it to the scale that we expected to see it.
I feel like we have.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what you're probably underestimating is that quite a lot of the people who are appearing as mainstream musicians
are independent.
Most of their footwork was independent, and the type of deals that they have now are way more weighted in their favor than anything. They have like publishing and marketing deals and not signing to 360 where they owe their blood, veins and a bit of their liver if they need to.
They're not getting, as I've come to call it, Taylor Swifted.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Who is still getting Taylor Swifted, which is...
Oh, dude, ooh, man. Phenomenal. Okay. I know this is old news now, but I want to talk about it for a minute, if that's okay.
Go on.
Because I remember putting in the group chat, like, I want to bitch about Taylor Swift. Can somebody just remind me what she was complaining about so I can get angry about it?
Do you want a reminder right now?
Because I legitimately can't remember what she was bitching about.
She was angry that... she was angry at a few different things, so it depends on what angle. We were going like the streaming service anger or the contract music ownership anger.
I feel like it was a contract... music ownership.
So music ownership, she was really angry that Scooter Braun owns all of her music, which was part of her contract.
Okay, here it is. No, this was it. So there was a live album that was published.
Yes.
From a concert from years ago, and it was published as a live album, and she called it she said it felt like an unauthorized cash grab.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sick to death of hearing her complain in her big house with her millions of dollars about how, like, oh, I signed a bad deal and now Scooter Braun's got all my money. Like, great. Move on. You're still rich. You got shafted. Shit happens.
It's, like, again,
just stop complaining. Like, she's so whiny.
She's gentrified bad music records.
She's just handling it in the worst way possible, yeah. Really. You didn't see Meg Thee Stallion complaining as much.
Yo, Meg Thee Stallion handled it like a queen.
I understand that she didn't authorize this album and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she's not going to get anything from it.
She ain't getting anything from anything.
Surely that should just...
What she will get is, like, someone goes onto her Spotify page or Tidal or whatever and hits play on this new album, and then that will likely lead to a slight increase in streams of songs that maybe she does own a fraction of the rights to.
A fraction of the rights. Surely, though, could that not just be a cease and desist letter?
Nope.
No, because they own the rights.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like, they own the rights, and they're just like...
He's shouting in an empty room.
Like...
They could,
sorry.
So in theory, they could put, they could put a whole album of her snoring out without
they whatever they have recorded. I don't know what type of contract she signed, but whatever music she produced, they're like, bro, we decide who Taylor Swift is.
Oh, wow.
Like, and you know what? Right, okay. I'm gonna retract my previous energy a little bit and say, Scooter Braun and all them ones there that are doing stuff like this to artists.
Oh, it's fucking horrible.
Terrible. You are
it's
scum.
Horrible.
You are scum. Like, stop doing that. You're bad people.
But,
however,
hand up in the air, he didn't do it to Justin Beavis, and he didn't do it to Kanye.
Yeah.
My thing is, though, like...
Because they're obviously smarter than Taylor Swift.
I was just about to say, is this not...
You have to blame the game.
Does it not...
They are better lawyers.
The game?
At the end of the day, it's like... It's a business... I can see where he's like, oh, well, if you didn't read your contract properly...
Exactly. Like, she's trying to go by on just being a pretty American lady. Like, that's how she's trying to get by. Everyone else had to do their due diligence.
I feel like in business, you've got people that are either going to intentionally fuck you over or unintentionally fuck you over.
Another thing, speaking of fucking cash grabs, right? She's one to talk. Does everyone remember when Apple Music first came out? And they did I think it was 2015 when Apple Music came out, 2015, 2016, something like that. And they did a 3-month, and they still do, a 3-month free trial.
Yep.
Now, obviously, because they were giving that away, and, you know, I didn't realize that this was how it worked. I assumed that Apple just absorbed that cost themselves, but they didn't. The artists just didn't get paid for those streams, for those 3 months.
Really?
It's deep.
That's just how that worked. Like, if you were on a free trial, your streams weren't contributing towards... Cause
I'm pretty sure there were unique little things where you could opt out of that.
Yeah, no
artist. Opt out of your music.
No artist would sign up for that.
No, well, they didn't get the option to sign up for that because the deals were made with the record labels. And
What record label would agree to that, though?
Well, the record labels... What are the big ones? Like Warner, Universal, Sony. Like, they agree to have the music put on the streaming platforms, and then Apple's like, yo, by the way, we're going to give it away for free for the first 3 months. Is that cool? And they're like, yeah, whatever. And then Taylor Swift single-handedly kicked and screamed and cried so much about missing out on, like, 50p for a million streams that they changed that policy. And that's a good thing. Like, I'm not saying that is a bad thing. I just don't like it when Taylor Swift talks.
I'm pretty sure for a million streams, though, you're looking at about 10 grand.
Yeah, a million streams ain't that.
So, like...
Isn't it like a penny a stream or something like that?
Less. It's a fraction of a penny a stream.
That's why Tidal's the best, because it gives artists...
is part of why I moved to Tidal. Mostly due to peer pressure.
Pay your artists. Which is hilarious, which I'll share in the news why Spotify is even funnier on that one. But yeah, we need to talk about the elephant in the room.
I've not done
that for a while.
Spotify actually pay artists the least out of all streaming services.
Yep.
Just so everyone knows that, if you didn't already.
They were cussed out last week about it as well, which we'll share next week.
It's a ridiculously low amount as well. I think it's like Spotify, then Apple with like a 30% increase, and then Tidal with like a 45% increase or something like that.
I genuinely don't know how Tidal is still around.
Because it's fucking phenomenal.
They have numbers.
I mean, it's great. It's a good service, but it's not got a very big market share, and they're paying out a lot. Like, it's amazing to me how they are still a thing.
Quality.
When you consider that Spotify is struggling as a business and has been for a long time.
Yeah, but that's an economies of scale thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Woyoy himself.
The man who could have put this mixtape on Spotify and I would. SoundCloud and would have been happy.
Yeah. So he shot himself in the own damn foot by ruining his record.
I'm not even going to speak bad on this.
No,
you say your piece. I'm going to say I've got something to say.
I was
about
a recently out of the closet Drake fan.
Which I am too, by the way.
As a recently out of the closet Drake fan, you know what was kind of weird? I went into this having accepted in myself that I like Drake, and I enjoyed it way more. Like, every single time there's been a Drake project up until this one, I've been in denial about the fact that Drake actually is phenomenal. And therefore, I've like artificially found things to dislike about them, or just sort of like gone, eh. But I went into this having admitted to myself and on the podcast that I really like Drake.
Yeah.
And he is phenomenal. Both in terms of like the music itself and his bars and his ability to rap, but also I admire his business savvy and his marketing genius.
Yes.
And the fact that he just, and he's not trying to hide it either. And you can tell that it's not like from higher up telling him what to do. He's just a smart guy who knows how this game works. And I respect Drake's that. I enjoyed it. Like, there wasn't any.
You enjoyed the song War?
Which one was that? Again, this is
the
one.
The last song. The drill one.
Oh.
Well, he's got a couple of drill ones on there. He had two.
Mr. Woyoy himself.
Oh, no.
Woyoy.
I'm talking about overall, but no, I didn't.
Okay.
Questionable things.
Over, as
the majority of it.
As an overall project, I'm refraining from using the word album.
Yeah, actually, let's try not to use the word album.
Is it an album?
No, it's not.
No.
I can't remember what it was on, but he spoke on it. I think it was on his Instagram Live, actually.
Yeah, it was. And it wasn't even his, actually. He was on an OVO Instagram page, which literally had like 1,000 people viewing the story when he said it.
He shouted out Academics and he lost his shit. Drank too much Hennessy and blacked out.
Yeah.
God bless Academics. But yeah,
I miss the Joe Budden podcast.
He said
it's like the OG Joe Budden podcast, like.
What, like, you mean Everyday Struggle?
Yeah, you mean Everyday Struggle. Don't be rude.
Edit.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Put some respect on Complex's name.
Yeah, I'm tired. Bro, you know what I meant.
I think that, back to my point, sorry. He said on Instagram Live that this was a collection of songs that he'd recorded that wasn't going to get released. Some of them got leaked, and he was just like, fuck it, let's just put together a bunch of stuff that I've been working on and put it out. In him doing that, I'm going to put this up there with some of my favourite work from him.
Wow.
Not all of it. Because I wasn't feeling the drill stuff. But
the drill stuff was, yeah.
But as we mentioned before, when we saw
Drake,
When to Say When and Chicago Freestyle come out, originally
two of Drake's best songs in the last 10 years.
He's 100%. In his bag, he's like, his storytelling on there, and Desires as well with Future, that one is incredible. I think he's,
do you know what, when I heard that,
can I share a thought that popped into my head when I was listening to this?
Go on.
And it's one of those weird thoughts that I have, that once I've sat and thought about it for a while, I know it's wrong, but then like, mm-hmm. it was there, so I had to share it. To me, sometimes, like, a Drake track is almost like what we say often about Rick Ross, where it's like, I know what I'm about to listen to, I know
Thank
what I'm going to get.
I was having this conversation, literally.
Oh, God, I'm not an idiot.
No, literally the other day with
Keelan. Like,
yeah,
and I'm
Keelan.
Not mad at it. Like, Drake has hit that same thing now for me with as Rick Ross, where it's like, it can all be almost a copy and paste thing, where it's like, I know exactly what I'm getting from this Drake track. He's not going to surprise me. He's not going to change it
up.
But
you still
enjoy
it.
But I still enjoy it. Yeah.
Like, we just we went through and we broke it down, and like, we were saying that Drake literally has 4 different flows, and he uses that throughout. That he's used that throughout the 10 years that he's been around. So like, Key was saying, oh yeah, I find that it's just getting boring and like kind of stale now that I know what he's gonna do. But I was saying, like, the analogy on that is, like, exactly what AJ was saying about Rick Ross, where I know what I'm going to get, and I'm not kind of angry at it.
I was having a conversation this week regarding, like, working from home. And trust me, this is going to be relevant. Like, the guidance that we were given was a bit loose, but then we were having a conversation about it, and we were just kind of like, don't look for detail that isn't there. Don't look for something in it that isn't there, because all you're going to do is, like, frustrate yourself. when you can't find it. Like, if you're there looking for something that just wasn't meant to be there in the first place, you're going to pull your hair out going, well... And that resonates with me with this album and with Drake in general.
Do you know what?
It's like, now that I've accepted...
I might have to re-listen to it.
Now that I've accepted myself as a Drake fan, I've stopped looking for things that aren't there. I'm purely just taking it at face value. And, you know... Grass is a lot greener on this side.
Yeah, and he's barring, you know, on this. He's barring.
The sunshine's brighter
well.
On this side.
He's actually.
I've been over here in the caves, like Batman, in the Bane movie. I've been out here getting brolic, waiting for a new Drake album to hopefully take us back to the glory days.
Well, he's actually dropping the album in summer.
Yeah, that's what he said. That got me excited. When into Chicago freestyle, probably
incredible.
One of my favorite. Drake two-piece of the last good couple of years. It very much tailed off. I don't understand why the world is so gassed at the Playboi Carti thing.
The Playboi Carti feature was trash to me. I didn't.
Twitter was like, it's the best thing that's ever happened. I just did not understand because it was
like,
just dead.
I feel like Playboi Carti fans on Twitter could hear him yelping like a cat and they would say it's amazing. I feel like Playboi Carti just has devoted fans that will say anything.
That's true. He's got Lil Uzi style fans.
Yeah, he put out a single before this as well, which I didn't enjoy, and like loads of Lil Playboi Carti fans were saying that it's amazing. From hearing that single and then this feature on the track, I'm overweight for an album. I'm not interested in it.
Yeah.
Demons
the final
War.
Song for me. Sorry, go on.
Demons and War. I'll let you go on it, actually, because I feel like you've got more to say on this than me.
It's not that much. It's just I actually burst out laughing when the song started and he started rapping, because I thought, like, it's so bad. Is Drake going to troll himself and pull up the song? Like, and then actually start barring. And then he just kept going, spinning on ends with my boys, up North Wheezy, in the toys. Like, what is Drake doing? And then when he said woyoy, I had to pull the track up. I had to pull the track up when Drake said woyoy. And it was not the pull-up that you need.
The thing with this is, I thought that the last two tracks were, even just on a scale of music that's coming out now below par. Those two are the only ones that I would say take this off the album and then the project, and you've got something solid.
That's very true. Like, I was so hype and angry listening to this that I said, like, if this episode gets enough shares, I will remake an English accent version of War the way it should be. Because the song itself is not even that bad, but
Slowpoke, take a time
it
stamp on
sounds
that.
Very vulturish.
I mean, but the way that...
if this was Skepta featuring Drake, if War was a Skepta or JME featuring Drake, the song would be up there with Songs of the Summer.
You can literally
take the same bars as well.
I don't know. Like, I feel like. I feel like that's like a contradiction, because if you're saying that you take the exact same song and it's like a Skepta song or like a Heady One song or something like that featuring Drake, and nothing much changes apart from they've got a verse on there and Drake's
the
a
biggest
feature.
Thing is authenticity.
Okay,
for me, that's what it was. Drake just doesn't. That's not what Drake sounds like. He gets enough margin anyway, but literally the phrases that he uses.
We know he's been spending a lot of time in London, though. if he's spending a lot of time in London and the people that he's surrounding himself with are creating that music and that's all he's listening to, I can get where he would want to make something... influenced by
this isn't it doesn't what? Sound like an interpolation, it just sounds like mimicry.
Yeah, that's where I was going with it, that like I can understand him wanting to do something where he's like, okay, this is what I've really been fucking with, I want to make something like it. He's just not executed it very well.
That okay, I give that one.
Even Demons with Fivo Foreign and Sosa Geek, I've seen loads of. Maybe it's just that I'm not the target audience for this, because loads of people out of all of the tracks on the project are saying that those two are the, are his favourite, and that War, when it came out originally, everyone mocked it and laughed at it, but now it's aged really well.
I've heard people are saying War's a good song. I do not understand.
I personally don't see it. I feel like it's not as bad as when I first saw him do it. Because this was the... Was it the GRM Daily one that he did? That was War, wasn't it?
Daily Duppy.
Yeah, the Daily Duppy, that's it. That was War.
Yeah.
So
I feel
like at first when it came out,
didn't we get mad at that at the time?
Yeah. Yes. But I feel like...
We panned that at the time.
But do you know why everyone got mad at that at the time as well? Because in the UK, we wasn't used to seeing and hearing artists from America doing drill. Now that we've seen it a lot more, and like our ears have kind of become accepting to this is the sound that they're creating based on them being inspired by us, whereas hip-hop, we were generally inspired by the Americans. I feel like now it's a lot more accepted. So in theory, you could say that Drake was ahead of the time with it, and that's why people are going back, and that's why people are going back and enjoying War now.
I can't give
maybe
that, yeah.
I mean, it seems like it seems like a stretch to me. Like, ultimately, we just put it down to Drake throwing things at the wall, having the talent to throw things at the wall.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's not completely awful.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
It manages to hold the polar opposites of that scale at the same time. Like, it holds points where I'm like, this is so disappointing when you think about the same person that made Fireworks with Alicia Keys, but good lord, this guy is rapping.
Credit where credit is due on the fact that, like, he's talented enough to give that a go. And see what the reception is like, and then maybe takes it further. Well, however, it still to me comes down to, and I'm going to keep saying it, that culture vulture Drake, where he's talented enough to be that culture vulture without being really bad at it. Mm. It's still culture vulture.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to respectfully disagree. The more that I look at things and hear a lot of things that he's been doing in terms of the UK and how he's immersed himself in it, and he's been here for a long time, I'm kind of swaying less to do with that it's a culture vulture thing. I think it's just that he genuinely really likes the UK, and he almost goes to the point of mimicking it a bit too much. Rather than it's culture vulturing. I feel like the biggest argument that you could say on the culture vulturing thing was, what was the record? Was it One Dance where he had Popcorn on it and then took him off because his verse was better? Like, that's where I can see like more of a culture vulturing.
For me, it's the fact that it's of that scale, because if you look at the other American crossover artists, again, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Not the blueprint, but god damn it, he nailed that drill crossover. And quite a lot of New York artists nailed that drill crossover without it sounding like mimicry. There were phrases crossed over. There was the rap style.
You've got to remember, though, at the time when they was doing that and coming out with that music in New York, they was getting trashed a lot. States for doing something
different,
so different,
I
where
guess.
They was like, what the fuck's this? This isn't like what we're used to hearing, kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That does make sense. Yeah, okay, I'll give this album another listen with fresher ears.
I definitely think that the more I've listened to it, the more I've enjoyed it, and the fact that I know that this was just a throwaway of a collection of songs, and that we still have. An actual proper album coming in summer, that's kind of made it a little bit better as well.
That's true.
I don't need to take this as serious as what
and
I,
then
I
think
would
about the quality
the
of these tracks. Think about the quality of these tracks, and these are the throwaways.
Yeah, that's getting me excited for the album. But I do feel that the album's going to go in a very different direction. I feel like it's going to be a lot more commercial led. I feel like
Drake's going for records. Drake is smashing records. This might let him down because he hasn't got a number one with this.
Yeah, but he still did like 250. Which is mad. 250 to 360,000 in the first.
Not number one.
And yeah, which is where I genuinely thought as well that we saw on Twitter that Kendrick was supposed to be dropping today, which is where I thought, oh, okay, this may be the reason why it's expected not to be number one.
Sign, yeah. you called that out as bogus, right?
Which one?
The Kendrick thing.
Yeah, because my ears to the streets were just not humming that tune.
Do we want to save this for part two?
I mean, there's not really much to talk about. Today's the day where it should have dropped and it's not dropped.
So. Well, no, I know, but like, you know,
just stood at the streaming service.
We've finished talking about Drake. Do we want to throw it off and go to part two?
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's get people ready for next week. On next,
everybody, next time. Share the hell out of this episode because, as you heard, it was on record. Signs said that he will do an English accent version of War.
I will even Davy Duppy it, and I'll wear North Face gloves and a bally.
Oh, wow. Just the one on the right hand.
Whoa. All right, what's the criteria? How many streams?
Do you know what? I'm going to be easy. Just 100.
100?
100?
No.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to do a green screen, man.
everyone that streams it, though, write a review.
Has to prove it.
Write a review.
They have to prove it, yeah.
Everybody that normally listens to this, we love you all. You're the real OGs. Share it. Share this with your friends because this is important to me personally.
Share it. I'm ready.
All right, cool. All
right. Until next time.
Five seconds for us, a whole couple of days for you.